Well, today we continue our story of St. Paul. He's still in Corinth, and a very interesting passage we have here that it says the Lord himself appeared to St. Paul one night in a vision and told St. Paul, as he was in Corinth, "Do not be afraid, but continue to speak and do not be silent, for I am with you. No man shall attack you to harm you, for I have many people in this city." So this work was so important to the Lord. St. Paul's evangelization work, his missionary work, his preaching, his conversion work, that the Lord himself appeared to St. Paul to strengthen him. And the Lord said what so many of the angels would say when they would appear to people: do not be afraid. When the angels appeared to the shepherds, they said, do not be afraid. In the Old Testament, that was a great message to the prophets: do not be afraid, but I am with you. And then what a great thing to know that the Lord is with us. And the Lord says something very interesting: I have many people in this city. I'm sure he says that about Leesburg: I have many people in this city, right? Isn't that great to be among God's people? And then it says Paul decided to stay there for a year and a half in Corinth. But now we have, again, the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, it says, united an attack upon Paul and brought him before the tribunal, the Roman tribunal, and the proconsul, his name was Gallio. What we know about Gallio was that he was the brother of the famous philosopher Seneca. Seneca was the Stoic philosopher. What we know about Galileo is that he had been adopted and he took the name Gallio from his father, Lucius Junius Gallio. And Gallio, as consul of Achaia, is one of the ways we can date the New Testament and date the life of St. Paul. Because in 1905, the archaeologists were studying the Oracle of Delphi, the inscription at Delphi in Greece, where it stated that Gallio began his consulship in Achaia, which was the capital of Corinth, in the year 51, in July of 51. And so this is one of the hinges, the most important dates that we have to date the missionary activity of Paul and the entire Acts of the Apostles, based upon this well-established date. So we know that the Jewish leaders brought Paul to Gallio right at the beginning of when he became the proconsul of that area. So again, this was occurring in the year 52. So it says that they wanted Gallio to punish St. Paul and to imprison him, to arrest him and stop him from this new teaching, which was contrary to their laws and traditions. And they said, they brought him before Gallio and said, "This man is persuading men to worship God in a way contrary to our law." And it says, Paul was about to speak, but Gallio, who was considered one of the most just and merciful and enlightened leaders of his day, said, "If this were a matter of wrongdoing or crime, I would have reason to hear your case, O Jews. But since it's a matter of questions about your own religion, about your words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge on these things." So Gallio was a very wise and prudent man. He knew it was an issue of a religious debate. Paul was not a criminal. He had not done anything wrong. He was merely preaching the truth as Paul knew it. And so it says Gallio then drove them out of the tribunal. He didn't want to hear the case. He was a very good and just and wise proconsul. So then it says, after he rejected them, it says something very interesting. "And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and began to beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to this." Well, who was Sosthenes? It says here he was the ruler of the synagogue. Most likely he had become a Christian or was helping St. Paul. And so since the religious leaders could not do anything to Paul, they went after somebody who helped him, who sympathized with him. So again, we have this story of St. Paul in Corinth. Nothing will stop St. Paul. He is fearless. He has the Lord's help. He even had a vision from the Lord telling him not to fear, but to keep preaching, to keep speaking, because the Lord would be with him.